What's happening?
What happened to your fucking chin, bro?
I met the wizard. You guys wouldn't know about it.
Who's the wizard?
It's a Navy SEAL saying.
Oh.
It's when you pass out underwater. Jocko talks about it all. Not Jocko. What's his name?
Goggins.
David Goggins. David Goggles talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
He talks about meeting the wizard. I didn't know that's what it was called. I was just talking shit yesterday at a kid's birthday party. I was talking about like falling out. I was like, yeah, a lot of people don't understand. It's basically just me and Navy SEALs. The only people know about passing out underwater. I try to do back and forth in the pool, like underwater.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I had goggles too. So I was like,
dude, David Goggles.
I was David Goggles, dude.
Yeah.
I was just doing a little bit of buzz training.
You burned the boats. Dude. You had to go until you passed out.
Dude. And I'm like, I'm going. We were like, I'd been outside all day. I'm sweating. It's like, you know, I was no sleep for days and days and days on end. And then we played actually, dude, a fun pool basketball game. Instead of full-on pool basketball, pool knockout. Two basketballs, play knockout, but you got to, like, trudge through the water.
Yeah.
It's very, very fun. So we played a couple rounds of that. I was the only person out of four people who didn't win a game of pool knockout. So I had something to prove. People started talking,
Was it, like, your cousins?
Me, my cousin, and, like, three of our friends. So when they started talking about back and forth underwater, I was like, here's my time to get a little W. So yeah. I had goggles on. Actually, I had my daughter's goggles, so I think they're a little tight on my head, too. So I go, dude, I get down there so easy. I'm like, holy shit, dude, I might go down and back and then push off again just to flex. And I get a bad push coming back, and I'm on like 1.5, basically, coming back. And I start getting, you know, you're vibrating when you're out of breath?
Yeah.
I'm vibrating, and all I kept thinking was like, be great,
dude. You have to do this.
Be great, you have to do this. And I keep going, and all of a sudden I'm like, the last thing I remember is feeling like something's really wrong. And I come up from out of the water, like choking on water. I passed out underwater. So I come up from underwater just like, I'm like fighting the pass out. And then I'm trying to use my legs, and they're just like jello. And like, dude, everyone's just laughing at me. And I'm like, and I'm like screaming, freaking out. And then I go out again, and I come to, and I'm like, yo, I think I passed out. And they're like, yeah, dude, you fucking smacked your face on the side of the pool.
Holy shit.
I was like, no, I didn't. And they're like, yeah, I was so adrenalized, I couldn't feel anything. Then I touched my face, and it was just blood everywhere. And then, yeah, so I fucking smacked my chin on the pool.
Was your mom and dad there?
No, my mommy and daddy were asleep. This was late.
Oh, it was late night.
So everyone thought it was like a severe aqua brewski tumble. Because last thing everyone saw me was like carrying tequila.
That's a slight brewski tumble, dude. Wait, hold on. What is the last thing everyone saw? You carrying a bottle of tequila? Yeah.
I was like, no, what happened was I sweat too much at Longwood Gardens.
No, you took a fucking brewski tumble, dude. Welcome to the club, bro. I was explaining to my friends the worst, because my buddy had a delay at the airport, and I was like, for real, there's nothing better than, he was like, fuck, my flight got delayed. I was like, I celebrated delay.
True.
It's like, dude, if you have no, like, I have to drink. There's nothing to do. So getting hammered in airport's like one of my favorite things.
It's fun.
And then I explained to him the worst brewski tumble I ever took was that Jet slipped in the bathroom at JFK. And O'Connor walked in while I was on my side leg on the bathroom floor.
Kind of center of structural integrity is his butthole. And he claims P. Diddy was trying to compromise him and make him like fluid. He's like, once you compromise your center of integrity, which is your butthole, you become fluid and like nothing. You get all fucked up.
What, center of not physical integrity.
Oh, good man. Your manhood.
Actual integrity.
Yeah, he's a mathematician. So saying like the geometry, like the underpinning of your structural manhood is your
physical butthole.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's also mental too.
Like the center of gravity, he thinks, is your butthole.
It's your butthole. And once you...
Which, by the way, I can't prove him wrong.
It's something to do it,
sounds
man.
Sounds like he's right again.
You say it's Terrence Howard, mathematician.
Hustle and flow.
Oh, boy.
The hustle and flow guy that's now a super genius.
Okay. He claims Diddy went for his b-hole. Under, like, the thing of, like, lessons. He was giving him, like, you know, acting lessons. He said Diddy was just, like, looking at him wrong. He's like, this guy's trying to fuck my ass. Take away the geometry of my manhood. So.
Sounds,
what do you
like
think about that?
Nightmare story to have to listen to. Saying to you.
You don't think he went for Terrence Howard's butthole?
But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Terrence Howard thinks that he wanted to.
Yeah. He might have.
But if there's anybody out there that might have wanted to, I would say Diddy's a prime suspect.
I can't follow what's going on because it sounds
there's a
like
a lot of people saying he tried to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
what do you think? Free Diddy?
No. There's a lot of rumors going around that Diddy's trying to destroy men's structural integrity.
I understand those rumors. It sounded like the way that the story was being told was that Terrence Howard
assumed it. Yeah.
Well, he had like a assistant that was, he was like, "What's up with him?" He's like, "Oh, Diddy's trying to fuck you." So his assistant was the one who told him, like, "Yo, this is what this
was
is
that
all
guy's
about.
Name, Mr. Bentley, or what was that guy's name?"
It just gets more complicated.
Fonsworth Bentley.
He's like, "My boss is trying to fuck your ass. Get the fuck out of here. Run, go now." That's a fair point, though. Maybe he wasn't trying to fuck his ass. Do you think if someone gets their ass, do you think if someone gets their ass fucked, it does compromise like their manhood from a like to where it like affects your posture and shit? Like you move differently after that.
Do I think that? No.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Do you have any proof?
I have counter argument.
Yeah.
Gay guys walk different.
It's true.
I think it actually helps your structural integrity. The posture goes way up.
I went to my parents' house. My mom won't turn on the air. She turns on the air conditioning, but barely.
It's a fight.
It's crazy.
You gotta control it.
I can't. I'm not gonna. That's one thing. I don't touch people's thermostats.
I will touch my parents' thermostat.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Just go and crank it.
And then
down.
I'll hear Phil walk over and change it immediately. Like, who's doing this? It's literally, he'll change it 1 degree. He'll put it back up 1.
That's so funny.
He's an asshole for that.
Well, we were staying in my sister's old room, and that was like notoriously the one room of the house that like doesn't get heat in the winter, doesn't get air. Dude, so it was like me, Brittany, and like we're in like a full bed, and then there's our one daughter's in a pack and play. So every time she had a cough. So we were in there, it's like 80 something degrees. I'm sweating my balls off. Brittany's next to me. Anytime we would like touch each other, we'd just be like, "Get the fuck off me." And then our daughter would just start coughing, so you'd just both go stiff. Because yeah, when she coughs, she'll like slightly wake up. And if I like get up and look at her and she sees me, that's 2.5 hours of her just being like, "Rah." So I got like no sleep at all. I was like the most unrelaxing trip I think I might have had in my life.
Post Brewski tumble?
This was leading up to the Brewski tumble.
Oh, it was the night before.
This was like
a lot of factors.
Before. I got no sleep, dude. I was
no sleep.
Zero
sweat
sleep
all day.
Can't get any motherfucking pussy in that house either.
And no pussy.
Can't get no motherfucking pussy. It was the cry of the predator last night, dude.
Yeah, you let it like, out. Aah! Yeah, you let it out.
Oh my God, did I ever? Did I ever? I thought about running one back, a historical shower beat in that house. That'd be crazy.
Oh, throwback.
I might have screamed. If I came back to the scene of my sexual evolution in the shower, that would have been nuts, dude.
I always respect.
I might have met the wizard twice that week.
Yeah, you
I would have passed
in the
out in the water. But yeah,
I return to the scene of the crime often.
Really?
Yeah, every time at my parents' house.
That's crazy.
And it is a weird feeling jacking off in the same room you used to.
Yeah.
You go, damn, I've done nothing. I'm still here.
This is my true purpose.
I'm still here jacking off quietly.
I'd like having a box fan. It was kind of something nice.
Box
about
fan's
it.
Nice.
I just had a sheet the around noise. My penis in case like my parents came in. And I just laid there naked on the bed with the box fan blowing on me. It was just like, this kind of fucking rules.
Yeah, that does rule.
Dude, it was awesome. I look like an old Carpaggio painting.
Who?
Carpaggio? I was hoping nobody would know.
Carpaggio.
Carpaggio painting.
Carpaggio.
Is Caravaggio?
Carpaggio.
Carpaggio. Carpaggio. Old master Carpaggio.
I'm sure there's a fucking Carpaggio somewhere.
True, that's who I was talking about. Yeah.
Carpaggio did some painting.
Did you ding your chin up as well?
No, that's just as it.
Oh, okay, man.
Then I nicked it. Fuck.
Did you pop? You popped it up?
Yeah, I fucking anxiously ripped at it last night.
What else are you gonna do?
You're a dumbass. No, could have been Longwood Garden sweating.
Could be.
I would imagine it's sweating.
Could be. Yeah. But I'm telling you, no, I'll sweat. I'll you know that's all I do is sweat.
Yeah, but then you usually shower after you work out, right? Actually, I know you're dirty ass.
Well, if I'm going to go back out in the heat, I might as well just be dirty all day.
I'm with you. I understand.
I used to work outside all day. This is how I rationalized. I was like, dude, I used to work outside all day for like 8 hours. Yeah. Sweat. What the fuck's the difference if I just wait till 4:30, shower off anyway? I've absconded for my ma'am. The lady, my like virtual lady personal trainer.
Yeah, tell her to stay the fuck out of it.
I'm on the run right now, dude. She's been emailing. I ghosted her. She's been emailing me like, Matt, what's going on? I'm like,
nothing.
I'm really busy right now. I can't do this anymore.
Tequila and chocolate all week.
I know. I went, the logs went dark and I was like, I'll email her today. And I'm like, just one more day of glory, dude.
One more day. Oh my God. You've earned it, bro.
I did. I fucking almost killed myself in the pool. Yeah. Exercising. Dude, pool knockout is for real so fun. One of the balls, like, you know when you peel all, like, the skin off of a basketball and it's just the fuzzy stuff? In the water, it gets slimy for some reason. So every now and again, you'd catch the slime ball, dude, and it was, like, 50 pounds. It was fucking fun.
Did you get to fight during knockout? Are you allowed to be physical?
There's a little pushing.
You got to be able to push. Are you allowed to throw the other ball?
There's a little blocking. Yeah, the rules got bent immediately. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, if your ball goes out of the water and you see the ball just jump and smack you, run and get your ball out of the water. The rules started to bend a little bit there.
Oh, you would like this. We set off some fireworks in the front.
I saw the remains.
Dude, the neighbors came out. We're like, hey, shut up. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was, you know, we had a couple drinks. So I was like, hey, shut the fuck up.
The old man across the street?
No, they were young.
Oh, fuck that.
And they came out and they're like, hey, keep it down. They just want to watch the fireworks. Yeah. I was like, shut the fuck up. So then we were setting off fireworks. And then they stayed and watched. So then I got some Roman candles and shot it at them, and they all ran. And then I woke up the next day like, shot fireworks at my neighbors. Holy shit.
So they were jokingly coming out and being like,
yeah,
keep it down.
Okay. I was keeping it high. It wasn't hitting them.
You just hit it over you. Yeah, I was like, I know what you mean.
Little chin music.
Put the angle above
it. Brush them off the plate.
30 degrees.
Yeah. I Napoleoned out.
Drew, what was that one thing when you opened the cannons on the citizens?
Yeah.
They came like, turn it off.
True.
Damn, you got the candles and shit?
Yeah,
where'd you get great. Where'd you get fireworks from?
Yoni, Hinchcliffe's bro.
Right.
He brought over like a mortar and was firing like real fireworks. It was crazy. It was comical how intense the fireworks were.
Yeah, dude. When you go to those like phantom fireworks stores, they sell like real shit.
And I don't know if you're allowed to do that here. It seems like
Texas has, right outside of Austin, there's a zillion fireworks.
No, I just mean like the fire hazard here.
Oh, they probably come shut you down.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get, we passed a fireworks store like 20 minutes outside the city. But yeah, I like the little ground guys, dude. Just give me the...
Yeah, we had the ground guys going.
Cracklers going.
Yeah.
I've become my dad in terms of hating fireworks. When I see him, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, you're going to wake
that
up the neighbors.
That shit's fucking sulfur. That lands on your roof. It's not going to stop fucking burning.
That's all I was thinking.
He was hitting me with his hatred for fireworks. Say, it's fucking sulfur. It lands on your roof. You can't put that out.
We talked about that. That's funny.
Technically, I do have a pretty fucking sick like resume.
Yeah.
Because I played, it's D1 football, and then if you join West Point, if you join the Army during active war, you are, technically I'm a decorated veteran. That's a medal.
That's sick.
I quit right away. I quit West Point right away, first month. And then, you know, I got SNL. So technically I'm a Division I football player that is a decorated veteran and was cast on Saturday Night Live. And I didn't do one of those things. But that is my resume, technically.
Over by cops leaving Billy's, and they thought I was undercover.
Oh, yeah.
The cops did?
The cops thought I was an undercover cop, so they were like, pull over, we got to chat. I looked like a cop that much. They pulled me over, and I was like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
You were probably dressed like a kid who went to high school to buy drugs.
Yeah, for real. They pulled me over, and the guy goes, 369? And I was like, damn thing's fine. I thought he said a yin-yang twin lyric. He goes, 369? Damn thing's fine? And they were like, no. We thought you were an undercover.
Damn thing's fine?
Damn thing's fine.
That is so fucking...